to be honest with you, we were expecting a short show today because the Billikens were supposed to start at 2 o'clock. We thought we'd start after 4 because the Billikens were going to get a win in the A-10 tournament. But unfortunately, because of the coronavirus and COVID-19 and the cancellation of the A-10 tournament, we have a full show, and Travis Ford and his team don't get a chance to defend their A-10 title. And Travis joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on your home of the Billikens, 101 ESPN. And Travis, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, we're sorry about losing the tournament. I know that especially you, the way you feel about those kids, you wanted them to get that opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It is very disappointing for the fact that, you know, this group had really grown together. This team had really gotten better throughout the year. And, you know, I think their mindset, and it's interesting, we were probably 40 minutes into practice yesterday before we even found out. And it was a great 40 minutes. And we were kind of wondering how we would be after a week off coming into practice, going to New York. Guys were really locked in. But with all that said, you know, we totally understand why. We get it. And, you know, it's, as I told our guys, it's part of life. And, you know, things may not always go the way you want it. And, but does it mean we can't be disappointed? Because we did think we are playing our best basketball right now.
Well, one of the hottest teams in the country, so I can see how you'd feel that. Will you take us into it a little bit more of how the news came down? Because you mentioned the 40 minutes. I'm just trying to think of it from a player's standpoint. The raw emotions right there. You're putting everything you have into practice. You're getting ready for the tournament time. That's what you love. That's what you play for. It's what you fight for. And then you get that news.
Well, it's interesting. It was kind of fluid throughout the, you know, 2 or 3 days. It was like one event after the other as far as, you know, we got a double bye, so we weren't going to play until today. And starting on about Wednesday, you start wondering whether they're going to let fans in or not. And that was the first thing. And you start hearing, yes, they are, no, they're not. And then I think probably by Wednesday night or whatever day, Wednesday night, there's no fans. So we arrive in New York Wednesday night with that news. And then you get up Thursday morning, and then you watch the NBA Wednesday night. Now you're starting to think, are they going to let anybody even, or are they even going to hold the tournament? So we get up Thursday morning, and, you know, we're preparing for practice, and we're being told that the tournament is on. They are going to hold the tournament. No fans can attend the games except for maybe family members, but they are going to have the tournament. So our scheduled time to practice was at 11 o'clock. I got this news probably around 9:30. So we head over to practice. We start practice at 11 o'clock. Things are going great. Guys are really, really locked in. And then at about probably 11:30, 11:40, Chris May, our athletic director, walks in and says the tournament's been canceled. So I immediately stopped practice, brought everybody to midcourt. Started telling everybody they were, our team was visibly, upset or disappointed, tears. Guys were really, really looking forward to playing. But you know, we sat and talked to them and explained to them why. And I think they understood better. We go back to the hotel. I have another team meeting to again, explain to our guys how proud I am of them. And this is what it looks like going forward. Probably will not be an NCAA tournament. We didn't know at this time. Probably would not be an NCAA tournament. Probably would not be an NIT, but we would wait and see. But, you know, it was just an ongoing, you know, series of events as far as things continue to get canceled until finally the whole thing's canceled.
So apparently NCAA has, and this is according to a report from about an hour or so ago, that they had considered doing a 16-team tournament in Atlanta, and they would have done it over the course of a week, I think, starting on Thursday, and they would have ended up playing the championship game on Monday. But also they are apparently still tossing around the idea of putting out a bracket anyway, a full 68-team bracket. If it just so happened that your team ended up being on that bracket, how much satisfaction would there be for you knowing you still won't get to participate in the tournament?
Oh, I guess that would be the next best thing, I guess. I don't know. It really doesn't mean much other than, you know, all the people that are know that they're in would really, really want it. Teams like us that were, you know, we needed to win one or two games. I thought we were in. I thought if we made it to the finals, we were probably an at-large team. You know, so for us, that probably wouldn't be on that list. I don't think it's that big a deal. So it's all your perspective in the seat you're sitting in, as far as how important it probably is. But no, I can understand that where a lot of teams would want it. I don't know what benefit it does necessarily. You know, I'd read and saw where that 16 game or 16 team tournament. I don't even know how you begin to do that. You know, so there's so many things that had probably been thrown around. Any of them would have been difficult.
Travis Ford, the Billiken head coach, with us on 101 ESPN. And I look at your team and I see that you're losing Tay Weaver, who was part of your rotation, and you're only losing one other senior, Jack Reboyne. How do you feel about this group coming back?
Well, I like our group. You know, obviously we were very young this season overall. A lot of newcomers, and again, as the season went on, I think we just continued to improve. You know, we have some guys that made the all conference teams that are returning. Jordan Goodwin, Asan French, and you know, you got Javonte Perkins, and I can go down the line. Uri Collins had a great year, and Jimmy Bell, and you know, T.J. Hargrove was playing his best basketball of the season. I just go keep going down the line. We like our team. Not only do we like our team, the biggest thing I wanted to get across to our squad when it was all over yesterday is how much I've enjoyed coaching them, how much I appreciate the type young men they've been every day. Not about the winning and losing, but I think that all kind of goes with it. As far as when you got good kids that work hard every day, enjoy being around each other, it's amazing how you do have some success. But it was every day was a joy to be around these guys. I enjoyed going to practice. I enjoyed going on the road trips with these guys. They're just a lot of fun to be around. And, you know, when you've been doing this as long as I have and played this game and coached it for many years, it's not always the case. You know, some days, a lot of teams, you don't look forward to practice. This group was a lot of fun to be around, and we hope we can build on this season and think we have a chance to be a pretty good team next year.
And building upon this season, what's the status of two guys that you didn't have for most of this year, Jimerson and Fred Thatch?
Well, we're expecting them to be fully recovered, ready to go by next season, and be ready to even work out at some point this summer. And be a major contributors to next season. Both those guys are tremendous young men, tremendous basketball players, and we're anxious to get them back.
Travis, listening to various stations on my way in today and just throughout the morning, I've heard from a bunch of different coaches who said, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm not coaching anybody. I guess I can go tell my family what to do. We can't recruit. Like, what are you doing with yourself right now?
Sitting in the kitchen right now.
Can you sit still?
Wondering what to do next. I'm sure my wife's ready for me to already leave. No, it's interesting. It's funny you say that because it's hit me throughout the day. It hit me last night a little bit that, you know, when it ends so abruptly and so such an unusual manner, you really didn't have time to prepare yourself for it. And, you know, most of the seasons, you know, you always want to play as long as you can. You want to play, you want to go to the final game, the final four. But at some point when it's over, you're kind of like, whew, you know, you're exhausted. It's been a long 6 or 7 months. I mean, it is extremely exhausting. But I have found myself today really already missing it. You know, wishing I could be around our team and headed to practice. I wish we could be going to practice right now. But, you know, I think just because the way it ended, it kind of left a few things unfinished a little bit. So it is a different type feeling.
Is your wife in the kitchen with you right now?
She is. She's right here. She's listening.
Does she want to talk to us?
Yeah, she'll talk to you.
Yeah, let's talk to her real quick.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
Hi,
Mrs. Ford. How are you?
I'm great. How
is
about
he,
you?
I'm good. Is he driving you nuts yet?
Well, yes. I think that there truly needs to be a period where they decompress before they enter back into the family, because it is hard. He's still kind of in. He's got that energy, and his mind is, you know, going a million miles a minute, and he kind of enters into our world, and it's an adjustment.
It's a little much, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Does he have his whistle on him?
No, but he does have his coaching gear on, his sweat. So he's still in that mind frame.
You gonna tell him to put some pants on, like an actual pair of pants?
I know. Well, something without flu. Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't own anything.
Let's hit his
else.
Blood, though. What are you gonna do
it
to
is.
Calm him down? You got to figure something out.
I sent him to the grocery.
Good. There you
all
go.
Right. He'll figure it
do
out.
Do you have enough toilet paper?
We have enough toilet paper and water and supplies. We're in good shape.
That's right. Good to hear.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you taking some time. You can give the phone back to Travis now.
Yeah, she comes in my place pretty quick. I wake up this morning, and I've got to take the dog, one of our dogs, to the vet. So I've already gotten a whole list of chores that I'm having to finish here. So I really wish we were still playing.
Well,
Travis, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on a good but truncated season, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. That is the head coach of St. Louis University, Travis Ford, and his wife, Heather, joining us here on 101 ESPN.
Honey, do list, man. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a head basketball coach of the Billikens. I don't care if you work in radio. I don't care what you do. If you are married and you get home and work is done, there's a list.
It's never done.
There's a list.
Does the list feel like it's okay? So if the
it
list
never
is,
ends.
If it's okay, let's say it's 2 hours of chores.
Okay. It's two hours of chores.
Okay.
Sorry.
Does that feel like more work than 15 hours of
I don't think so.
I think it does.
It depends it does what it is.
Too. Basketball prep, that's your life. That's what you love doing.
Yeah. Well, it's the adjustment period, as you talked about again. It's abrupt.
Decompressing.
Like, I want to go to the store today. I was going to go coach a game. I was going to go win a tournament game.
Right. I was going to give the fast lane some time off.
Now I'm taking Muffins to the vet. I can't confirm that his dog's name is Muffins. I'm just guessing. I just think it would be really cool if he had a dog named Muffins.
That would be great.
Who's got a dog named Muffins? Anybody?
Text in.
65780. If you got a dog named Muffins.
Or why? If you can send us a mic drop with your dog Muffins barking in the background, that would be even better.
Hey, guys, you want to hear something awesome that a friend of the show did?
Yeah.
So Zion Williamson, who is a friend of the Fast Lane, says he is pledging to cover the salaries for all of the Pelicans arena staff workers for the next 30 days.
How awesome is he?
See, and it's probably
it's a
because.
Rookie, man. I love it.
Right?
A rich rookie, but
he's
a
very wealthy rookie
him.
Who's about to make a whole lot
Good
more
for
money.
Him.
Yeah.
Good for them.
And it's probably in part because he was on the show with us.
I would think it's fully, not just in part. He got the nice gene from being in the Fast Lane.
That's right. When BT was out.
Were you not there for Zion?
He wasn't there.
I was not. No, I was doing a Cardinal game.
And Trae Young. You missed Trae Young too,
no, I was
right?
with Trae Young.
Trae, okay, you were there for that.
Remember Jason Tatum turned him on to Emos? Coming up next, get your text in to the Air Comfort Service text line 65780 and Meat Snacks will have your questions for us in the Sports Six Pack on 101 ESPN.